Hi, welcome to Smosh Mouth. I'm Shane.
Hi, I'm Amanda Lehan Canto.
full title.
And here's Spencer, our favorite guy.
Whoa. Favorite guy.
I'm changing it up.
What do you usually say?
Special guest.
You were saying that for
so
like
lame,
100
Amanda.
Episodes.
I know.
What episode number is this?
103?
Wait, we're not on 100 yet.
We're not at 100 yet.
Remember?
I completely forgot.
We have something special planned.
Completely forgot. Someone did point out we are now past the amount of episodes we had on the original Smoshcast.
Oh, yeah. Fuck that shit. They never had me on.
Jesus.
They never had me on.
Were you never on
that
show?
They never had me on.
Well, I didn't work here, so you can't blame me.
They were pulling anyone onto that show except for me. They were like, oh, that guy that walked by the office one time, get him in here.
Oh, no.
They were afraid of what I might say.
Whoa, and look at us. We've brought you on so much, and you've said really fun things on here.
We're fearless on Smosh Mouth. That's what people say. They say it's the most fearless podcast that exists.
We are.
This was fact. This was fact checked by real American patriots.
Gross.
We'll say anything on this show. Okay.
You wanted to discuss something, Shane.
Before we get, we're going to talk about movies today.
Yeah, we are.
Because I've been laughing my ass off at Letterboxd reviews,
L-M-A-O.
And I pulled a bunch.
LOL, man.
But there's a serious discussion happening. By the time this episode airs, the discussion will be past its prime. But I feel like we need to address it because of a lot of things. You know, particularly, look, you got the portrait right behind you. Oof. So gorillas are back online right
gorillas
now.
Are back.
What do you mean?
Gorillas are back.
Have you ever seen Congo?
Yeah.
Haven't I? There's a very serious debate happening right now.
Okay.
And before I give you any context, I'm going to have you answer.
Oh.
Who would win in a fight? 100 men versus one silverback gorilla.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. This is happening.
Oh, God.
This is happening. This is happening for real.
Men being like, I'm strong.
This is 100 random men. We don't get to pick the men.
And there's no weapons.
There's no weapons. Bare hands.
100% a silverback gorilla.
Versus 100 men.
Yes. Fuck those guys.
100 men.
I'm pissed that men are even coming together and being like, hey, what do you guys think?
That was what I thought at first. That was my initial thought.
No, don't.
I have been cooking on this for like a week.
No.
Yeah, this is what
realistically
every man's been thinking about.
It's only been a couple days since this discussion fully emerged. But because I've been thinking about strategies, I've been thinking about how we would do it.
I don't like this.
Yeah, no, I think the ultimate thing is I think this is something that a lot of men I think enjoy thinking about.
So just the sheer military strategy.
What's your strategy?
I don't want to get too like graphic with it, but like essentially you'd have to suffocate him.
That's the strategy.
That's the only. But it's like it's pure numbers, and like you would lose many men. Like it would not be.
Do you know who you're speaking to? Someone who will defend her life for these silverback gorillas.
Oh, nobody's gonna be happy.
So that's the other thing I always want to like preface this conversation with. Like, is this would be awful.
Oh,
this
yeah.
would be like this would be a tragedy for all involved, and I never want this to happen.
I hope this situation does not occur.
Why are men randomly now bringing this up?
I think it's a discussion we need to have.
Why?
I brought up this all the time of like, if you put me in the octagon with any wild animal, I'm losing. I don't think there's not many animals, but I think people often overestimate what a person could do. Now, 100 men, the problem is that has been brought up is that gorillas, while so strong, their endurance is not infinite. So, you know, they're going to get tired out from killing men.
Have you guys seen Gladiator? You have to work together. So are these 100 men meeting? Are
that's,
you guys having
now
meeting
that's the problem.
Times?
If we all just get dropped in and there's no pre-planning.
It's like the Batman thing. It's like, could Batman beat him? It's like with prep time.
With prep
yes.
time, Batman could beat him. But technically Batman, Batman's villains is a gorilla that's really smart. So
there's the theory that it's like Batman could beat any, it's not even a theory. I would say it's the truth. It's like Batman could beat anybody if given prep time.
Which Batman? Christian Bale?
Literally any
Ben
of them.
Affleck?
Yes.
Yeah.
You think Ben Affleck?
I won't.
Actually, Ben Affleck's Batman is kind of OP. Like,
I won't lie to you. The only Batman Ben Affleck piece of film I've seen was his brief appearance in Suicide Squad.
Got it.
Unaliving Squad.
Yeah. Very good.
But
nice.
Okay, that's a different discussion, the Batman discussion. But I do agree. I think that the gorilla would get tired out. I do think you just have to dogpile him.
It would get on top. It'd be like just, in the second Matrix movie, you know, when all the Agent Smiths jump on Neo.
Uh-huh. Yeah, of course.
It's exactly like
that. I love that part. And then he goes, boom.
Neo did win that fight. I think that would happen the first time we dogpile him, the gorilla is going to do that. And we're all going to go flying. We all have to then regroup.
And then we'd go slide back. We'd be like, more.
Yeah. I do think we're going to lose. The question is, how many men are you going to lose? And I think it's a lot.
I don't think you guys are going to succeed.
My favorite discussion topic has been like, hey, we might win, but what that gorilla is going to do to the first guy, we're going to know about. We're going to hear about that for centuries.
The first guy's going to go, he's going to look around and go, and the gorilla's going to go, and he's gonna go to his crumbled body.
That's my fear, is this the psychological aspect is the problem, because you need to hope that in the 100 guys that you have like 5 to 10 guys who are so egotistical
that
or
they
so
think, like,
out
they're,
of their
they're
mind
go
that
in,
they're
yeah.
gonna charge and start this.
Of
because
course.
If we hesitate and that gorilla gets a chance to take people one-on-one, we're going to lose a lot more guys.
I'm telling you, I think it's going to be more than 5 to 10 egotistical guys. I think it's going to be 50 guys who are like, I am going to take this
gorilla.
Then
I think our chances are much better, because we got to get on top of him. You got to just put weight.
I want to emphasize again. I want no part of this. If this actually happens,
I hope this never happens.
Oh, I don't like this. But let's.
People have been making the joke of like, if Mr. Beast hears about this.
Well, he already said something about it.
Oh God. Yeah.
What did he say?
He's like, let me work on this.
No, don't let him cook.
Don't let him cook at all.
Honestly, you throw Mr. Beast in.
Here's
like,
the thing.
Yeah.
I think if you guys were thrown into like a coliseum with a silverback gorilla, I would hope that it would be like. Against your will. I don't know why that makes me feel better.
That's the context of this. It's not like 100 guys signed up for this. It's like, what would happen if 100 guys and a gorilla were in the same room and they could only leave once one of them was dead?
I think here's the thing. I think you could easily get 100 guys to sign up for this.
I kind of agree. Actually, I went backwards. I'm like, wait a second. No, this is actually probably could be a thing.
I don't want
which
it
is
to happen.
Sick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, so neither of you guys have seen Congo.
I don't know what Congo is.
So
it's the movie,
old school movie?
It's like a 90s movie where they go into the Congo and there's like the evil gorillas.
Oh, I don't think I know this
Maybe
one.
Maybe I have. Who's in it?
See, that's
Ernie Hudson.
Should I Letterboxd review it?
Tim Curry's in it.
What is he doing in it?
It does break my heart. The discussion breaks my heart because gorillas, I think, are very silly.
Oh, they're ultimately the silliest guys.
And like, truthfully, gorillas aren't like vicious animals. Now, chimpanzees.
Oh, well,
chimpanzees, nightmare fuel. Mm-hmm. I did see someone bring up the debate of like, okay, your entire friend group versus a chimpanzee. I'm like, you're losing that.
Yeah.
You need way more than 10 guys.
I would run.
I would trip someone else mm-hmm. and then run.
Okay. Find yourself someone that looks at you the way Dr. Peter Elliott looks at Amy, the talking gorilla.
Amy was the talking gorilla.
Is one of the reviews from Congo. Wow. Ernie Hudson jumps out of a plane while hugging a talking gorilla.
Yeah, so
God, I gotta see this movie.
Amy is the talking gorilla, and they bring her to the Congo rainforest. Like an expedition goes missing in the Congo. It's based on a Michael Crichton book. It's pretty silly. It's got Bruce Campbell in the beginning.
The movie is just okay, but I would take a bullet for Amy the gorilla.
So the gorilla does sign language.
It does sign language, but she's got kind of a translator on, so it will translate her movements into speech.
I think I need to watch this. Do you remember there was another gorilla movie?
Mighty Joe Young.
Thank you so much for being incredible.
Our YouTube short.
Thank you so much.
There was only one other gorilla movie in the 90s.
There's only so many people I can go, do you remember that movie? And have them both say it at the same time.
It's like gorilla movies. It's like you have King Kong, you have the Peter Jackson King Kong, you have Mighty Joe Young, you have Congo.
Charlize Theron and Bill Paxton, right? Mighty Joe
Is
Young?
Is Bill Paxton in it?
I'm pretty sure.
It might be Bill Pullman.
No.
I will say, did you guys ever see George of the Jungle?
Yeah, of course.
Remember when John Cleese is the gorilla?
No.
Well, John Cleese is the gorilla. It's a great movie.
There's the other gorilla movie.
Yeah. George of the Jungle was absolutely...
We also have Greystoke.
Nobody knows what that is.
Oh, okay.
See? Bill Paxton.
You're right.
Okay, Mighty Joe Young, Bill Paxton.
God, that age gap is probably crazy.
You think? No, I think they were pretty much the same age.
Charlize Theron is probably young.
She's
probably like 23. That's the age gap in Jurassic Park. Alan Grant is like, the actor is probably like 20 years older than Laura Dern.
Okay, Charlize Theron was born in 1975. Like, and he was born in 1955. R.I.P.
Yeah, pretty wild.
Wow. Okay, gorilla movies. Incredible. This episode is brought to you by Rocket Money. Shane, have you been watching a lot of shows recently?
I've been watching a few, but I've definitely fallen off a little bit. And I still have my subscriptions for all my streaming services, though. And I need to dwindle that down because I'm spending a lot of money I don't want to spend. So I can lose track easily.
Right. Well, luckily, there's Rocket Money for that.
Which is great. I need it. Because Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps you find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. And I need that because I'm a forgetful person. Mm-hmm. So if I have something that reminds me of the subscriptions that I'm paying for, that's nice. And it helps you cancel them too.
Yeah, it's so easy. You just download the app, you see all your subscriptions right there, and it alerts you if your bills increase. And there's a new goal feature so you can start saving money, have a budget, and just like get everything on track.
It's incredible.
Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when they use all of the app's premium features.
Before Rocket Money, I had tons of subscriptions that I had forgotten about. When I downloaded the app, I was amazed to see the things that I was paying for that I was not realizing I was paying for. It is great. I'm saving so much more money every month.
Cancel your unwanted subscriptions and reach your financial goals faster with Rocket Money. Go to rocketmoney.com/smoshmouth today. That's rocketmoney.com/smoshmouth. rocketmoney.com/smoshmouth.
Back to the show.
Let's go.
Okay.
Adrian.
So we want to talk about movies. Let's get into movies, dude.
Yeah, let's get into movies. I will say I had not read Letterboxd reviews. And so it was so, what I love about Smoshmouth is it's opening up my world into things that people do constantly. And so I got to go on Letterboxd reviews and be like, this is so fun.
Did you follow me?
You're on there?
I'm on there.
How will I find you?
Are you popular on Letterboxd? Are you a Letterboxd influencer?
No, that's
how do I find you?
So here's the thing. Good people of Letterboxd, if you're watching, fix your interface, bro. I don't know how to search for shit on there.
I don't either.
You have to do members or HQs.
So, by the way, Letterboxd is an app. It's like a social media app, but it's all about movies and reviewing movies. But it kind of works a little like social media because you can follow people.
Yeah.
You can
see what they're watching.
You can have, there's reviews, and then you can kind of review reviews.
So
you can leave
in
comments
Spencer,
on people's reviews.
And you're not there. I don't know where you are.
I don't know where you are. So I really like it because I do like seeing what movies my friends are watching.
Yeah.
That's true.
So that I can kind of be like, oh, like I saw you watched blah, blah, blah. Like, what'd you think?
That's true.
It's usually like a conversation starter.
Yeah, and it also shows what movies are popular, and it's not just what's out. It's like if there's a re-release or if a movie's just kind of trending, like the prequels are kind of being talked about.
There is a movie trending right now that all the girlies are watching. There's a movie that got re-released in theaters, Pride and Prejudice.
Did you go?
I was just with Morgan from Two Hot Takes, and we talked about it for probably 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. I haven't gone because I just rewatched it streaming just because it's my yearly
thing. I've never seen it.
What the hell is wrong with you?
I know that's a big one because I know people say that shit is next level.
You need to get in your car and you need to go home right meow because it is so good. You guys like that?
Did you just meow? Pretty cool millennial shit. You didn't just meow.
You need to right meow, go home right meow, right meow. Listen to me.
You hold up your finger and there's a mustache drawn on it.
Right now, you need to go home right now.
I must ask you a question.
No. Pride and Prejudice, it is the best fucking movie ever.
Is it one of your favorite movies
of
all time?
It's one of my favorite movies of all time.
Okay.
I think a lot of women will say this. It is such a classic, good movie, incredible music. I literally listened to the soundtrack.
It has a 4.1 on Letterboxd.
Well, I looked up some reviews on Letterboxd for Pride and Prejudice. 5 stars. I'm going to die alone.
With that attitude.
So that's one.
Me reviewing any movie.
Gonna die alone.
And then 4 stars. And if you haven't watched this, you won't get this.
I know Pride and Prejudice.
Listen to me. Four stars. My English literature teacher once said that the hand flex shot is one of the greatest shots in cinema history. Yeah, she was so real for that. Do you know which one I'm talking about?
I don't know that.
Okay.
But I know the plot of Pride and Prejudice. And I know Mr. Darcy.
No, Mr. Darcy, apparently it's an improvised scene. He literally, so him and Keira Knightley have this tension
the guy from
going
Succession.
Through. Yeah, the guy from Succession, which kills me because it's like, I don't want to picture that. Mr. Darcy, very sexy. Don't think Succession. Don't even go there. He is like lifting Keira Knightley into the carriage.
Yes.
And they're tense. They're very tense or whatever. Yeah. None of them will admit anything. And he lifts her hand. And then there's just one shot of him walking back. And he goes like this with his hand. Because he touched her hand.
Oh.
Romance.
Yeah, this.
God, I hate you both. You guys suck ass.
Yeah, the part in Terminator 2, and he's like, I won't kill anyone. Then he shoots the guard like three times in the leg.
That's so
sick. I love Terminator 2, too, you guys.
The top comment on Pride and Prejudice, it's five stars, and it just says, the hand flex, the hand flex, the hand flex, the hand flex, the hand flex. And that goes on forever.
Honestly, Shane, I think that you will literally, literally love it.
Oh, I'm sure I'll love it.
You've seen it.
I think I was a little young. I think I saw it kind of
Mighty Joe young.
I saw it in like high school. I was like, yeah, I'm not really like I'm trying to see V for Vendetta for like the fifth time.
Fuck yeah, bro.
V for Vendetta
chosen
is an excellent
as hell.
Movie.
Yeah.
Natalie Portman with a shaved head is just hot.
That is a chosen ass movie.
It is so good.
That movie like shifted the way I thought for like we came out of V for Vendetta, me and my friends in like eighth grade or whatever. We were like, bro.
No.
What the fuck?
That's one of the most chosen thought that I had watching V for Vendetta, because this isn't like a huge, this is a spoiler, but not going to ruin the movie. I'm just like, yeah, if I was on fire, I would just stand and take it too. Because that would be so badass if you're just on fire and just like, whatever.
I think we should warn viewers that there might be some spoilers in this episode. So
I'm not going to spoil movies.
I'm not going to spoil ends
That's
or
not
anything.
Not going to spoil V for Vendetta.
Great. Did you see his that director's other movie, Atonement?
Oh.
Stop.
Atonement's
Atonement
incredible.
Is literally on my list.
I have watched Atonement
movies.
And I've read the book and it's amazing.
No. No. No.
No.
Atonement is the top of my list under bad.
What?
I don't care. I don't care. No, don't lift up this table. That,
you think Atonement's a bad
that
movie?
Movie. Here's the thing. As a movie, it's gorgeous, beautiful, excellent actors. As a person watching it, I would rather be buried in the ground than watch it again. I'm so sorry.
It's pretty devastating.
It is the saddest. Fuck it. And Saoirse Ronan, incredible. Incredible.
She
Keira
plays
Knightley.
A little,
she plays a little fucking
why
shit.
I oughta.
She plays a little shit. And I just, it's so upsetting. I think it's because my mom and my sister, we had like a date in New York when we were younger. And my mom was like, and we're going to go see Atonement. And we were like, ooh, yay.
And you left the theater.
Depressing as fuck.
It is depressing.
A movie with like a fuck you ending, like a depressing one. Did you guys ever see Pay It Forward?
Yeah, of course.
You were talking about this the other day.
We were talking about this the other day.
Isn't that Helen
okay,
Hunt?
Pay it forward. No.
Spoilers.
Spoilers.
It's Kevin Spacey as the guy with the burnt face. I think it's Helen Hunt, and then it's Haley Joel Osment.
Yes, it is.
As the
yes,
kid.
It is.
And the whole movie, it's like him kind of like you know, it's him talking like paying it forward. It's him kind of like, you know, reestablishing growth in the community.
Just generosity.
Then at the end, just gets stabbed and dies.
Yeah.
It's not a movie that I feel like, oh, you got to see that movie. But it is just like, here's this kid. He's so sweet that he's inspiring everyone. And at the end, it's just like, yeah, he got stabbed and died.
This poor Haley Joel Osment. I mean, Sixth Sense, this.
He was fine in Sixth Sense.
No, he was so good, but like the trauma.
No, I mean,
until he got stabbed at the end.
Yeah, but I mean, like, but he made it out of Sixth Sense, like, okay. Like,
yeah,
he made it out unscathed.
He makes
Bruce
it.
Bruce Willis.
Bruce Willis, unfortunately.
And that, don't you dare say anything else, because that's
nothing
a spoiler.
Else.
It's one of my favorite
What,
movies.
You never heard Jizz in My Pants?
What?
When Bruce Willis was dead at the end of Sixth Sense.
And he goes, Jizz in My
And
pants.
I jizzed in my pants.
What are you talking about?
it's the Lonely Island song. It was a really popular. It was
Listen,
a really popular.
I love Lonely Island, but I don't remember.
It was
part.
A really popular song.
And you did it again. You said something.
That fucking killed James.
You said something worse than me. You did it again. remember that Lonely Island song,
Atonement,
but damn.
Atonement, you hated that so much. You listened to that under bad. Because here's my bad movies. Before I get
into, I didn't know we were supposed to have a list.
No, you're just, you probably know you're bad.
You weren't in the meeting.
We could just talk about Joe Wright movies the whole time. So we could talk about Hannah. Remember that movie?
Of course. Hannah without the H at the end.
Yeah.
They made a whole show about it.
I didn't watch it.
Hannah's good.
Pretty good. The show's really good.
The music in the Hannah movie was fun.
And that's Saoirse Ronan.
Yeah.
So I guess he just loves Saoirse Ronan.
My bad movies, like, so here's the two worst movie experiences I've had in theaters.
Tell me.
But I do not go to movies if I think they're going to be bad.
Yeah, honestly,
I'm not a fan. I don't either. I'm not a bad movie person for theaters.
For theaters. For home streaming,
for home,
done and done.
Fine.
There was like a moment... because my best friend worked at the movie theater when we were in high school. So we would see everything. And there was a moment, and I think it was seeing G.I. Joe in theaters. I was like,
hot movie.
I was like, I no longer need to see
G.I. Joe. You're thinking of G.I. Jane.
Right.
Never mind.
Which I get.
Hey,
G.I. Jane's actually based on G.I. Joe. G.I. Joe was guys.
No, I know that.
G.I. Joe's is dope.
I don't think I remember the movie G.I. Joe, but keep continuing
your
story.
It was really bad, but that was, I think I saw that movie and I was like, wait, I don't have to see like everything in the theater.
Yeah.
I think that was like a very, like an important moment where I was like,
I don't have to be here.
This actually actively wasted my time.
Yeah. No, I feel that.
Have you walked out of a movie? Did you walk out
of
G.I. Joe?
We walked out of, it wasn't Barnyard, but it was like one of those. It was like Hoodwinked or something like that. I think I also walked out of what was the movie? It was John Heder and Billy Bob Thornton.
Monsters Ball?
No, like
John Heder.
John Heder.
Wait, who's
from
John
Napoleon,
Heder?
Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh God!
School for Scoundrels.
School for Scoundrels.
I think I walked out of School for Scoundrels.
Yeah.
I walked out of one movie, and it was Cop Out, a Kevin Smith movie. It's Bruce Willis and Tracy Morgan. That movie was so bad that I truly, like, my buddy and I were like, let's go.
Yeah.
And we'd gone to a theater where we were able to get in for free.
Yeah.
But I don't watch those type of movies.
I found two reviews on Letterboxd for it, and they seemed to agree. Someone just said, nah, and gave it a half a star. And then someone left a review for Cop Out saying, it's a slept on bit of trivia that this is actually the longest movie ever made. 1.5 stars.
I think Kevin Smith has come out and been like, this is one of the worst movies ever made.
I did not realize it was Kevin Smith.
The cover alone is the type of movies I cannot watch.
They just were like, we're going to make money.
I can't get through those type of movies. I just struggle with them so
hard. I don't love strong formulaic movies. And this just felt like,
buddy
it
duos?
It just felt bad.
I love a good buddy cop
movie. Me too.
Oh, me too.
But they've got to be fucking good.
Yeah.
They've got to be good.
The other, and I'm so glad we're past this era. I worry it's going to come back. But do you remember the era when it was like, so we started with Scary Movie. And Scary Movie rocked.
Love Scary
and
Movie.
And all those Scary Movies. I've only seen the first one.
What? They get so good.
They get, dude, once they bring in like the airplane Naked Gun guys.
Yes.
I know.
Because Naked, like Scary Movie 1, not a fan. Scary Movie 2, it's better.
So good.
Scary Movie 3, holy fuck.
Which one's,
dude.
Is that the, my hand?
That's my
strong hand.
That's 2. That's,
I forget what 3, what 3 is.
3 is where she,
Is that Leslie Nielsen?
Yeah.
Wow.
From Naked Gun.
3 is when they start bringing in Leslie Nielsen.
Okay, I'll watch them.
Naked Gun was one of my favorites.
3 is like the ring, like...
where it's like, bitch, get water all over my floor, Cindy! And
it's
she's
like
beating
like
her
one
up.
Of, it's like one of the two movies Keith has seen, and he quotes all the time.
Oh, yeah, Nat he loves
Norbit.
It. But, so those, the Scary Movies were so successful, they started being like, let's just make a ton of these types of
date
movies.
Date movie.
So they made Date Movie, they made Disaster Movie.
Yeah, yeah.
They
made Movie 43.
Epic Movie. Yeah.
Movie 43 is an acid trip. My sister loves that movie.
But I did
the
have
knockout.
A...
The Knockout. Oh my God, yeah.
I would only want to go see good movies or movies that I knew were going to be
make
good.
They should make a parody of like Disaster Movie and then one's just good movie.
Good movie. But I had a group of friends who would want to go see movies all the time, and they always picked the worst movies. And what sucked is they weren't picking it ironically.
You gotta leave those friends.
Like, they were like, oh, this looks... They were like, let's go see Epic Movie. It looks so funny.
No!
And I was like, really?
No.
What was the one that... Oh, Superhero Movie was the one with Drake Bell.
Oh, God.
Didn't watch
that. But I went and saw Epic Movie. And I don't remember much of it because it's not even a movie.
It's not epic.
It's just a series of stupid gags and like baseline jokes. But I found some reviews of it. Someone said this cost $20 million to make, half a star. Someone left a review for Epic Movie saying, fuck off, half a star. Lastly, someone said, more like funny fucking movie, 4 stars.
Okay.
Someone liked it.
Dude.
Which is crazy.
I will say, after Scary Movie, I was like, I can't, guys. I can't go down this journey of like these fake movies. I will say, though, movie 43... My sister's the type of person who rewatches movies constantly. Oh. I do too, but like to the point where it's like
it gets to a point.
But movie 43 is a series of like short movies
with like some top tier
talent. It was huge
top
actors. It was like Hugh Jackman.
Yeah, and what's his name?
Kate Winslet, I think.
Yeah, it's got a lot of like
Anna Faris, and when she was married to Chris Pratt.
A bunch of A-list celebrities in this weird collection of short movies, but apparently it's so bad.
It's actually really funny and bad at the same time, okay. So it's hard to watch.
Didn't the Farley brothers do like one of the segments? Like, I think it was different directors per segment.
So my mom went to high school with the Farley brothers. So she brings it up all the time.
That's fucking funny.
She went to high school with the Farley brothers, and they always put... So I got really into the Farley brothers growing up.
Hey, their first like 5 or 6
movies... There's
Something
About Mary...
Yeah, Dumb and Dumber.
Dumb and Dumber. Oh my God.
It's one of my faves.
Have you rewatched There's Something About Mary?
Yeah, we watched it and I was like, damn, okay.
I fucking
Ben Stiller.
Love that movie.
The movie's
I love
amazing.
That movie too. But when Liz he has
Shea's
his braces.
The grandma. Oh, yeah.
Ben Stiller,
no,
man.
Any comedy you watch from the 90s, you're going to have a couple moments in the movie where you're like, whoa.
Which brings me to my next Letterboxd
AKA
review.
All of Me, Myself, and Irene.
And
Stuck on You.
And the one that you and me talk about, Drop Dead Gorgeous, which I'm going to tell you right now.
I've not seen it still.
It is so
funny.
It's so funny, but it doesn't hold
bad.
Up well. No. I looked up one review. 5 stars. When they wheel the former queen around the stage, I always lose it.
Wow. I think I looked up the reviews for Drop Dead Gorgeous, and someone said it's so bad for feminism, but it's so funny that I love it.
It's actually
it's women be like hilarious. It's an ensemble cast of like the best.
It's Kirsten Dunst. It's Brittany Murphy. It's Amy Adams. It's
Denise Richards.
Denise Richards.
Kirstie Alley.
Who's
the lady you know, Frau Forbisna?
Mindy Sterling
is fucking...
Wow. Meow Rules, American Teen Princess. And it's literally it's the perfect movie, and then it just gets so... One of the judges with the video camera, just gonna go watch the girls. Just gonna go watch
Will
the girls.
Will Sasso?
Will Sasso.
Will Sasso's the best.
He plays... Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't have to go into it, but...
The last review that I put in is 5 stars, Jesus Loves Winners.
Jesus Loves Winners.
That's like this... slogan in there.
No, wow. Denise Richards is like, she plays this super, they're
She's
like the super conservative like family that kind of like runs the town informally.
Cool. Yeah.
So good.
It's, yeah.
Oh, that's Tammy. Incredible. You're Tammy.
Tammy. Oh my God, Tammy. Oof. Well, you just have to watch
it. You gotta watch it, bro.
All right, I'll add it to the list.
I think Shane's gonna watch it and be like, what the hell?
No, I would be surprised if you didn't find it funny.
Okay. I'll check it out.
So bad.
Yeah.
There's a few Amanda movies I need to watch because it's Drop Dead Gorgeous, but it's also, what's the one with Meryl Streep?
River Wild?
No.
I wore that t-shirt the other day.
No.
I literally wore that t-shirt.
I think it's Jack Nicholson, Meryl Streep. It's like,
Witches of Eastwick?
Is it Witches of Eastwick?
I think that's.
No, I thought it was it's like...
It's not Death Becomes Her, is it?
Death Becomes Her.
Oh, Jack Nicholson's not in that.
It's Bruce Willis.
It's Bruce Willis.
Okay. Death Becomes Her.
Death Becomes Her. I didn't see it till probably a couple months ago.
It's kooky.
It's incredible. It's Robert Zemeckis, like, firing on all cylinders.
Okay.
And they're doing a musical. I think the musical's happening in Chicago and maybe New York.
Wow.
But Meryl Streep... she's a dramatic actor, but
she's
so good at comedy.
Oh, yeah,
dude, her and Goldie Hawn are like eating in that movie. Dude.
Oh my God, Goldie Hawn is incredible.
She's really funny.
And Witches of Eastwick is Michelle Pfeiffer, Meryl Streep, and Cher, and Jack Nicholson.
Wow,
that movie.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Get Contact. Shane, have you been getting those spam toll text messages?
So many. Each one is like, okay, this is for real this time. You need to pay this. And I'm like, I know you're a scam. Your tell is so obvious. But I'm not getting them anymore. because I got Get Contact, which is an app that screens and helps block scam and spam messages, calls, texts. It's incredible.
We need that. Everybody needs that because I'm constantly getting texts while I'm on set, which is really annoying. And then you always think I'm ignoring you on my phone, but I'm really not.
Yeah, but it seems like you are.
No. But Get Contact also blocks all texts, so I never even see them. They don't even exist.
That's right. Get Contact has a lot of other features, too. It has call reason display, so you might get a call from an unknown number, something that you normally wouldn't answer, but it might give the reasoning for it. It might say, hey, package delivery, need confirmation for something. You're like, okay, like, because you might be waiting on a call from someone, but you don't know their number, so it can help you in a lot of other ways, too, but all of it points to avoiding scams and spam.
Relieves so much anxiety. And I really am listening to you sometimes.
Okay. Get Contact ensures reliable spam blocking for calls and texts, letting you stay focused on what truly matters.
Take control of your calls. Block spam, identify unknown numbers, and stay connected securely. Get Contact is available now on the App Store and Google Play. Download today.
Back to what's important. The show.
You.
Me.
I will say I put in one of my favorite 90s movies, What Lies Beneath.
Yeah.
I was scarred by the trailer for that.
It
was before.
Have you seen the movie?
I've never, but I think that's Robert Zemeckis too. No, that's.
I think you might be right. It's Michelle Pfeiffer.
I had the ending of that spoiled because my mom was watching it one day.
No.
And I like walked out as the ending was happening. But the ending made me go like, this is sick. I should watch this movie.
It's Robert Zemeckis.
Wow. You clocked it.
It's Robert Zemeckis, and one of the reviews is 3 stars. I bet wine moms went crazy over this back in 2000.
My mom fucking loved that movie.
Are you a wine drinker?
You're a wine.
Yeah.
Okay. You are future.
I mean,
future
not
wine,
future
mom. Wine mom.
I'm gonna get you a shirt that says like future. Yeah, yeah.
I was a wine mom at 22.
What movie are you gonna show your kid first?
Ooh, wow.
Well, definitely not What Lies Beneath. A little spooky.
Are you putting like the headphones on your belly and just like playing stuff for him?
I haven't yet, but I should. Gardy will play hardcore techno, though.
This is Pride and Prejudice.
That's funny.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what first movie.
this one's Pride and Prejudice.
They wouldn't understand Pride and Prejudice yet.
Yeah, not until
they're
older.
They wouldn't get it. Maybe Double Jeopardy.
Pride and Pregnant, am I right?
Junior.
Get out of here,
play
right kid meow.
Junior.
Get out of here, right meow. Oh, yeah, we could play Junior, which no one talks about that movie because Arnold Schwarzenegger is pregnant.
They got him boy pregnant.
I forgot.
That's the first M-Preg movie.
I forget that movie exists sometimes. I truly have moments where I'm like, was that a Berenstain Bears thing where I thought that movie existed and it didn't?
So I thought that and Twins were like the same movie.
Twins,
as a kid.
Danny DeVito.
Because I've never seen either, and to me they're just like that.
You've
was
never seen Twins.
That and like Kindergarten Cop. Like as a kid, like they were all
Cop.
Kind of the same.
That's all just
movie.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Jingle
silly
All the Way.
Wrong.
Jingle All the Way was the one that I did see as a kid. That and Jungle to Jungle.
Jungle to Jungle. Tim Allen.
Yeah.
He did so many movies. Jungle to Jungle and the mom. Fish Sticks. Do you remember that scene?
I don't remember Jungle to Jungle.
It was me and my sister's like fate. It's one of those that I've seen 100 times.
Have you ever seen Galaxy Quest?
Of course I've seen Galaxy
Allen?
Quest.
That movie's
Galaxy
incredible.
Quest, Severus Snape actor. Galaxy Quest is so good, and Sigourney Weaver's in that.
Jid, she's so hot in that movie.
She is actually, it's insane.
Calm down.
It's insane. It's fully insane.
Jesus Christ, you guys.
Okay.
Relax.
I was loving these Letterboxd reviews.
Sam Rockwell in that movie. So, guy.
Super good.
Him and
guy.
White Lotus. Oof.
That was crazy.
Yum.
Well, okay, stop.
Yum, yum, yum.
You're gonna shame us for Sigourney Weaver.
No, I wasn't gonna shame you. It's all good. It's fine.
Anyways, I was looking up on Letterboxd just a bunch of reviews for my favorite movies. And just random movies.
Could we look at the ones for the Smosh movies?
I did.
Okay, but I want to hear your faves.
We'll get to Smosh the movie soon. So my faves are a few of them. Raiders of the Lost Ark. Someone left a review. He really rated the fuck out of those arcs, huh? 4 stars.
4 stars?
4 stars.
God.
I was like, come on, give it 5,
come
dude.
Come on, bro.
Some guy named Joe gave it 5 stars. That French dude totally eats a fly. Like, it just crawls right into his mouth, and he acts like nothing happened.
So,
more hardcore than Temple of Doom.
So, there is actually a story to that.
Because, okay, for anyone who's seen Raiders of the Lost Ark, there's a part where an actor, the main villain, They're outside, and a fly just lands on his mouth and just crawls into his mouth.
Yuck!
So it's no. It's not real.
They
cut. Well, it crawls on his mouth, and then it flew away. But they cut it out of the fly flying away so that it looks like it goes into his mouth.
To make him creepier.
To make him, well, because like that at that point he's been fully corrupted like by the power of the Ark. It was like kind of like what like the explanation that was given. I was
that's
like
that's cool.
I love trivia like that. That's so cool.
I love that movie.
I'm a big indie head.
Yeah. You and I are big both big indie heads.
I'm a big indie head.
Like it's like Star Wars versus Indiana Jones. We're taking Indiana Jones every time.
I will say I never Indiana Jones path really that much at all. But Star Wars, obsessed.
You're obsessed with Star Wars.
Yeah, my grandmother had all the VHSs, so we watched all of them.
I want to talk about.
But I didn't know the fucking place where wasn't it?
Tatooine.
I was like, where the fuck? What's Tatooine?
Chance and I had a great riff on gentrified Tatooine. Chance was like, they have a Shake Shack there.
They have a Shake Shack.
Little details that I don't remember.
It's so funny. We'll talk about Star Wars in a second, because that's is there a more heated debate amongst the movie genre than Star Wars movies?
What, about Hayden Christensen being
Star
Anakin?
Wars. I feel like if you talk about Star Wars movies, that's the most heated movie discussion can
get. Absolutely. I think it's because of the Star Wars world. I mean, that's still happening currently. Like, absolutely. I think people get really upset about, like, which one's their favorite? Which one's... I think there's a large group of people who think there's one or two movies that are, like, really bad that they didn't enjoy. That because, like, you think about it, you're, like, picturing the story, and when they cast it, that's the hardest part.
Totally.
Casting can make people really upset, which I get.
It's.
I think to me, Star Wars just means so many different things to so many different people.
Yeah.
So you're always gonna piss people off.
You're never gonna make everyone.
But
happy.
When it hits,
It hits.
It hits.
We'll get back to that in a second. Some others I have. Before Sunrise, the Before trilogy is one of my favorites.
I've never seen them, dude, and it's one of those things where I'm like, I have to. You haven't?
No.
But don't you feel like I got to? Right?
They're so good.
Ethan Hawke.
So Richard Linklater is the director, and he does a lot of experimental, very subtle things.
Boyhood.
But the Before trilogy is his best work, I think. He does have School of Rock, which is badass.
Wait, I thought Mike White did School of Rock.
He wrote it.
Richard Linklater directed it, which is very funny when you watch all of his other stuff.
I mean,
Did he do the animated
one with Keanu Reeves?
I don't know.
Sausage Party.
No.
Anyways, the premise of Before Sunrise is these two people are in Europe and they meet on a train. They get stuck overnight at this place. So the whole
there's only one bed.
The whole movie takes place over the course of one night, just one night. And then the second movie takes place. It was filmed 9 years later. It takes place 9 years later. And once again, you just see them for literally 2 hours. And the movie takes place over the course. It's just 2 hours of them talking. And then the next movie is 9 years after that. And it's once again these same two people 9 years later talking for just 2 hours. So every movie is just very slice of life, but you're seeing different parts of their life.
Whoa.
And it's really, really well done. But I found two comments. Someone said, I don't think I've had a real conversation before. 5 stars.
No.
someone else said, this is how some of y'all think you talk. 4.5 stars.
That is so true. Because
the dialogue is so good, and it's so like subtle, and like everyone's just like so in it.
Uh-huh. It's
very poetic,
and
it's very romantic. I put Forrest Gump as another one of my favorites. That's a very cheesy favorite.
Robert Zemeckis.
Wait, really?
I think so.
Maybe a huge lie.
He won an Oscar for that. Tom Hanks.
I love it. I loved it as a kid because it's such a like folk tale type movie.
Yeah,
right?
So
it's
good.
Very unrealistic. It's very silly. But someone said, I don't think this movie is as confused as people claim. The message is pretty simple. Jenny hates her country, protests it, and is punished for it. Lieutenant Dan believes in it and is willing to die for his country, and his country doesn't care at all. You've got to be a stupid idiot who never questions anything, who falls in line working for the system, and only then will you be rewarded. But what about Bubba, you might ask? Edit, and be white. And I was like, okay. Fair criticism.
That's a
and
wild
then someone
take.
Else, someone else said, Tom Hanks got to have one of the top 5 foreheads in Hollywood. 5 stars.
I mean, that's a very quotable
there was a
movie,
lot of,
too.
There was a lot of criticism of the movie that about it being just propaganda. And I was like, okay, fair. I'm not going to... For me, that movie was never... I was always like...
I think
like,
I was too young to think about it as propaganda.
I was too young.
I think it does so much that it never feels like a celebration of America in a way where it presents it as like... Because, I mean, it shows the Vietnam War, like how much it ruined that whole generation, while also showing like, hey, if you like stood up against it, it also ruined you. But I mean, like, I guess that's where it's like, hey, if you fall in line, you. But I mean, I guess that's not, like, it's like if that's the message you take away,
I don't know if I would.
Sure. Yeah. Like that's not the message I took away.
I don't think I did either. But it was interesting.
I just thought he was really good at ping pong.
That's the thing. If you're really good at ping pong, you're gonna get through life.
To me, it was like I hate to say, it, but it's like it's just kind of showing American history through like a certain person's eyes,
right?
Yeah.
Come on.
And then I wrote Dumb and Dumber. Back to Fairly.
So because
that's
good.
Like my family. That's like my family's comedy movie.
Yeah,
we quote that.
Ours was Ace Ventura.
Mine too.
But tons of bad. Tons of great reviews, and it was just people quoting it, right?
Of course.
And there was one bad review that I saw, and it was just, I look around at all the 4- and 5-star reviews, and I feel I'm on a different planet. This is the thing, though. I want to bring this up. When it comes to comedies, I feel like if you watch it in the right time and place, it's going to be your favorite comedy.
You cannot show someone a classic. Like, I'm a little bit worried that you're going to watch Drop Dead Gorgeous. It's fine.
I think you'll be fine.
But, like... You cannot show someone a classic years later. It has to be like
you gotta be in the right time and place for it.
I remember even showing a friend Dumb and Dumber in college, and I was like, "Oh, like I see." It was way like broader than I remember, I guess, in a way where I was like, "Oh, like they really are." Like, I mean, there's a scene where he's like pooping for like, you know, it's just like,
sure,
yeah,
great
like,
scene,
like this. Yeah, I mean, yeah, like I love that movie, but it's like I see how if you're watching it for the first time,
it's
like,
nostalgic for us to rewatch it, you know. Like, also that was Jim Carrey in his prime. That's when he did so many movies.
It's like that, The Mask, and Ace Ventura within like a year.
I will say, I rewatched The Mask. It still holds up.
Oh, The Mask holds up.
It is so good.
That movie's incredible.
I rewatched The Mask, and I was thinking, I feel like it could have gone, to me, it was the weakest of like those three to me.
Interesting.
But like it's still, I also recently read the comic.
Well, the comic is like viciously violent.
And I think that's kind of what, like, it felt really
toned down
for the...
That's because they probably wanted, like, kids to be able to watch it.
Oh, absolutely. And as a kid, I loved The Mask.
It's a wild choice to turn that comic into a kid's movie.
Yeah.
Because
I kind
the
of
comic
agree.
The comic is, like, very adult. Mm,
wild. There is one Jim Carrey movie that still haunts me to this day that I don't need to ever rewatch.
The Majestic.
I was going to say Man on the Moon.
Larry the Cable Guy.
What?
My parents wouldn't let me see that one.
I don't know what it does.
Oh, you mean the cable man? You said Larry the Cable Guy.
The Cable Guy.
You just mean the Cable Guy.
You mean the Cable Guy.
With Matt Barrow.
Isn't his name Larry the Cable Guy?
No. You're thinking of
what the hell?
You're thinking of blue collar comedy. You're thinking of Mater. From Cars.
No, I hate when my brain crosses over and makes it real.
It crossed over so much that I didn't clock it.
I'm sitting here like Larry the Cable Guy.
My brain does that and I can't stand it.
That movie is really
The Cable Guy.
That movie's really good. It's also got Jack Black in it.
Whoa.
And early Matthew Jack Broderick.
Did Ben Stiller direct that?
I think he did.
He's an excellent director.
He did direct it.
Oh my god, I've been calling it Larry the Cable Guy a lot.
There's a part
Succession and Broderick and Severance and the Cable
and,
Guy.
And the Cable Guy.
It is Ben Stiller.
But I laugh really hard when they're at medieval times. That scene is
I've never
really
seen it.
Funny.
Well, I won't watch it with you because I never want to see it again.
Speaking of bugs, there's an incredible shot where he's on the phone with Matthew Broderick. And the whole premise of it is that he's a cable guy who comes over to Matthew Broderick's to fix his cable and then becomes obsessed with Matthew Broderick and wants to be his friend.
Yeah.
So bad that he's like...
It's like Single White Female,
but it is
different.
Actually terrifying. It's a scary, scary comedy. Very similar to Severance.
Scary.
But there's a part where Jim Carrey's on the phone with him and he's just like talking in his like crazy Jim Carrey way. And a real spider crawls across Jim Carrey's face. And it's so good.
It was fake.
And it was not real.
Was it real?
Yeah, it's gotta be real. It was the arc had corrupted him.
Unless I'm making that up in my head, but I'm pretty sure that's a scene.
No,
where...
that sounds like a... There was that movie of Jim Carrey that I wasn't allowed to watch, and then I wasn't allowed to watch So I Married an Axe Murderer.
Oh, that movie rocks!
Mike Myers!
But I was watching like every other Mike Myers
movie.
I was like, well, I love Wayne's World. I love Shrek and Austin Powers.
It's a bit of a scary movie, I guess, So I Married an Axe Murderer.
I guess.
And that was kind of the movie my parents were like, oh, like, we're not going to get that one.
It's another one where I wonder if I rewatched it now if it would be as good. But it's like, it's so near and dear to my heart. And that's another one that my family loves.
Wait.
We quote it.
What's that amazing actor? She's British. She's in so much. I think her name's Fiona. She was in like the most recent True Detective. She was in Killing Eve.
We've already marked this bingo spot of you being like, who's that actor?
Damn it.
Fiona. You know what I'm talking about? This is like the fifth time.
She has a role in So I Married Your Ex-Murderer. And it made me and my sisters cry.
She's
laughing.
In Killing Zoe? Or Zoe?
Killing Eve.
Oh, Killing
Fiona
Eve.
Fiona Shaw. This woman. She's in So I Married an Axe Murderer.
You're saying about the Mrs. Dudley.
Yeah. And she's all
or
like
Mrs. Dursley.
Super flirty. And I still
she's
remember
a great actor.
Her in
Mrs.
that.
Mrs. Dursley from Harry Potter.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's her.
That's her. Yeah.
Yeah. She's an incredible actress.
But she's in So I Married an Axe Murderer. And it is the funniest.
I didn't realize she was in that.
Yeah.
Moving on. What do you guys think? I think there's a movie opinion that I think is there's a clear answer. What is the greatest movie trilogy ever made? And it's obvious. There's one answer.
Lord of the Rings.
It's Lord of the Rings.
Return of the King is the best.
Do
one,
you have
but,
a
yeah,
different
Lord
opinion? Do you think there's a trilogy that's better than Lord of the Rings?
It's not The Matrix because The Matrix made a fourth one.
No, well the third Matrix movie sucks.
The third Matrix movie is not as good as I want.
And
it
then the newest one is four. The fourth one, right?
The Matrix Resurrections.
We can just take things in trilogies, right?
Okay.
So if someone wants to argue that the original Star Wars trilogy is the best trilogy that can exist
sure,
on its
fine.
Own.
I mean, my favorite is probably the Indiana Jones original trilogy.
I love them. I think Temple of Doom is a little weak at times.
Temple of Doom's actually my favorite.
I know people say that. I respect it.
It is the Dark Souls 2 of the Indiana Jones films.
That's a very good comparison.
Wow.
Amanda would agree.
When did you last watch?
I didn't really watch Indiana Jones. Like, I didn't grow up on Indiana Jones.
I was
sorry.
Obsessed is not
I'm
even
obsessed
the word.
Too.
So sorry.
No, we watch those all the time.
But I love the ride at Disney. It makes me laugh so
hard.
It's
a fun ride.
It's a fun
it's
ride.
So
and you
funny.
Know, most of the music in that ride is from Temple of Doom.
What?
Yeah.
It's very
Wait,
inspiring.
Temple of Doom is the one where the ball, like...
That's Raiders of the Lost Ark.
That's Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Totally got it.
Raiders of the Lost Ark is the best. It is a through and through perfect movie.
Last
I think.
Crusade, if you rewatch it, it's very silly.
It's a much lot more silly than
I
thought.
It's very slapsticky.
But Temple of Doom and Last Crusade.
But you still don't think that that's a better trilogy than Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings
is the best trilogy.
It's the best trilogy ever made.
It is the best trilogy.
I would argue that was the peak of like movie spectacle and mm-hmm. the way the industry has gone since then, we're just not going to get a movie of that caliber ever again.
Here's the thing. I know that this is also maybe going to be like a hot take or
Until
people are going to be
Hobbit
like,
trilogy.
I think the Christopher Nolan Batman trilogy, it's just Christopher Nolan who directed the three.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I think those are so good.
They
and
are
people
incredible.
Are probably, Batman Begins, Batman Returns,
It was
the
Batman
Dark Knight.
Begins, Dark Knight, Dark Knight Returns.
Right.
No, Dark Knight Rises.
Dark Knight Rises. Dark Knight Rises is the reason it's... And that's unfortunate, because I think the passing of Heath Ledger, like,
yep.
shifted the course yep. of that trilogy.
That was one of the most grumpy I've ever been walking out of a movie was Dark Knight Rises.
I was bummed too.
It's
and
really
like,
unfortunate.
His directing is good no matter what, right? Like, it looks
great.
The
music's great.
It's unfortunate.
So much is great.
Bane's fun.
Bane. I think that's why it's a frustrating movie is because it's like, man, so much of it was executed properly. It just
all the stuff like Talia al Ghul,
just doesn't
like
hit.
The pit, and
mm-hmm.
Even like Catwoman was like,
there's no movies.
I agree.
There's nothing that pisses me off more when a movie is good in so many ways, but it's just missing the mark a little bit.
Oh, mm-hmm. it was when at the end when she's like, oh, you should go by like your first name or Robin. I think at that point. Had I had a
Who
hat,
played Robin again?
It was
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yeah.
If I had had like a hat, I would have taken it off, thrown it on the floor, and stomped on it.
A hat?
And, like a very,
I would
know.
Love to see Spencer in the theater with like a fucking
yeah, like a
old
cap.
50s
like
you're wearing
like,
your fedora for the yeah. whole movie.
Damn it.
No, I
Damn
agree
it.
With stuff like that because it shifted in tone from Batman Begins and Dark Knight so much.
Yeah.
So I also rewatched Batman Begins. Granted, this is probably like 5 or 6 years ago. I was like, this is not as good as I remember. At
really?
The time, at the time, I remember seeing that shit in theaters, and I was like, this is
epic.
I was, yeah, no, because like,
I love Batman
Begins. As soon as like Cillian Murphy put on the mask for the first time, and he's like, oh, like, yeah, like the prisoners don't like this. So he's like, oh, like they think the mask is scary. And what's that actor's name? Tom something?
Hardy?
No, he plays like
Tom Hardy.
Falcone or whatever.
Oh, Julia Roberts' brother.
No, that's Eric Roberts. No. Oh. Yeah, Tom Wilkinson is playing.
Oh,
he's
the
like
older
Falcone.
Guy.
He's like, because he's put. Let me set the scene. He has been captured by Batman and then turned over to Scarecrow. Thomas Crane, what's his fucking name?
Oh, I know what you're saying.
He's been turned over to Cillian Murphy, and he's been placed in the, and he's like pleading insanity,
mm-hmm.
and he's like, oh, like I'm like scared, like the walls are closing in, and then like Cillian Murphy's like, oh, like I'm gonna do like a little exercise with you, and that's when he puts on the Scarecrow mask for the first time,
yeah,
and it's like he sprays him with like the Scarecrow gas,
yeah,
and it's like
the trippy gas.
I was like, this is so, because I had come from my Batman movie growing up was fucking Batman and Robin, which I fucking love.
Oh,
George Clooney.
Jesus. George Clooney is
one
an
of the worst
epic,
movies ever.
Is an epic Batman. And Arnold Schwarzenegger is
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Is
Uma
Mr.
Thurman,
Freeze.
So sexy.
Poison Ivy. And Jim Carrey.
That's Batman
the Joker.
Oh, right. Batman Begins has a 3.8 on Letterboxd.
I loved Batman Begins.
So not bad.
Begins.
I have great memories of it.
I see what you're saying.
There's no other trilogies that I can really think of that does compare to Lord
Back
of
to
the
Future trilogy is really good.
Well,
the Godfather's close, but the third one sucks.
The third one sucks. The second one, personally, is the best one.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
Guys, I think something that's come around in the years is the original Spider-Man trilogy.
Whoa.
I think people have re-examined Spider-Man
You're
3.
You're saying Spider-Man 3.
Sam Raimi's Spider-Man films.
No.
1 and 2 are like bona fide classics.
Oh, absolutely.
And 3 is like good enough to where it doesn't ruin. Like, rewatch 3, and I think you will see it falls more in line with the first two than like you realize.
I get that, mm-hmm. but it's still just like has
time has been kind to
what
it.
Other trilogies
really? Okay.
though, what other trilogies, because I feel like the third never sticks the landing, and I feel I'll get some hate for this, maybe not, but like original Star Wars trilogy, like the first one,
Return of the Jedi's mid.
Return of the Jedi, when you watch, if you watch all three of them back mm-hmm. to back, Return of the Jedi just like
it's the
it
same,
just
doesn't hold
does
up as
not
well
stick
as the
landing
others.
Compared
it's
to the
another
others.
One where it goes full slapstick.
Yeah, and it happens a lot.
Mm-hmm. Do you think was that a different director?
Yeah.
See, that's the thing. I thought
Return of the Jedi was George Lucas again.
No, it was, I don't know, it was some rando, because the first one's George Lucas, second one's Aaron Kushner. And then the third one is...
it's crazy how you just have this knowledge. Like, you just know
I love
who directs
it.
Shit.
I love it. I will say, when another director comes in... I mean, I know we were talking about the Mission Impossible movies. They're not a trilogy,
obviously.
Mission
Impossible is the only time where it's
hard. The second and the third was a totally different director. And they are, like, drama, like, super...
Oh, because the first one's Brian De Palma, who's, like, making, like, a... bona fide, like crazy intense, like
yeah.
sexual spy thriller.
Yeah.
And then two is John Woo, who's like, I'm gonna do me.
Exactly.
And that shit rocks.
And John
and it worked. And it worked and it was so good,
no,
but totally different movies.
Mission Impossible. There are three movie segments of the Mission Impossible series that could contend for like best trilogy, mm-hmm. right? Because like mm-hmm. you have is it 5 and then Fallout and then
Dead Reckoning Part 1.
I mean those three
If they stick the landing on this eighth one, the what is it called, like Final Reckoning, like this,
I think it's called, yeah, it's where he hangs onto a plane and it's really happening.
It could certainly contend as like that's the
you
best
see that
run.
In the
yeah, it's if like if it's not good, something's going to happen to me.
I think it will be.
It's
good.
It's
got to
be good.
Don't
None of them are
make
bad.
That decision.
I don't even
yet.
Know. But you know, once Christopher McQuarrie took over, because it's I mean the director lineup.
You're so good
is,
at director names.
Well, because the third one's J.J. Abrams.
Wow.
And J.J. Abrams did
Star Wars.
And then the fourth one is Brad Bird, which I would argue is even crazier.
I don't
know. Brad Bird did like Iron Giant, Incredibles.
Oh.
It was his first live action movie.
Which one did he do of
he
Mission
did
Impossible?
4.
Which
is...
Oh, right before... Is that right before Reckoning?
No. This was the one where...
This is after John Woo stopped. John Woo, didn't
no,
he do
John,
2 and 3?
No, John Woo did 2. 3 is J.J. Abrams. 4 is Brad Bird. 5 and on is Christopher McQuarrie.
Guys, I will say the best thing you can do if you're sick or anything, rewatch all the Mission Impossibles in a row.
They're pretty
it
badass.
Is excellent.
No, they rock.
That's like why when I saw, because like I recently twote that I wasn't a fan of, I saw Top Gun Maverick finally, and I was like, this wasn't as good as I want it to be. It was because the Mission Impossible movies were fresh in my mind. And I'm like, these are so complete.
It's not as
they
good.
They give
as
you a little
you
of everything.
It
like,
it's true. But
it was still
Top
good.
Gun's a different vibe. Top Gun's a totally different
vibe. It was close
vibe.
Enough to the vibe of the new Mission Impossibles.
Fair.
Where it was kind of encroaching on that territory where it was like, well, now I just want Ethan Hunt.
I get that.
And I want his team of, I want
right.
the IMF to
yeah,
come in and
I get
stop
that.
This.
I get that.
But Impossible still. Mission Force.
Mm-hmm.
But speaking of different directors, because that's what fucked up the sequels for so many people of Star Wars, is you have J.J. Abrams, then you
and
have a
the casting.
And I like both those directors.
Which kind of sucks. People went way too hard on Hayden Christensen.
You're talking about the prequels.
I'm talking about the prequels. Yeah, the before
time. That was all
time.
George Lucas.
George Lucas is all is.
Oh,
one,
I'm
two,
not talking
yeah.
about the directing in that. I'm talking about the casting in that. People could
people
really
hated,
harsh on Hayden Christensen, which is like, okay.
But the prequels is what happens when you...
Do prequels?
Well, no. It's to me, it's what happens when you let someone control the entire pipeline of like no one was telling him no, in episode 1, 2, and 3 because I like
it's been such a weird thing though because when I was a kid and the Star Wars prequels came out, my brothers were older than me and like so all the discourse was just hating them. They were like these suck.
I still
so
went to
bad.
Theaters and watched.
But now,
them
now the way people talk about them online, they're like beloved classics.
I think yeah.
It's
I mean,
like
I think
forgot.
They're a
when
bit campy.
When you're
I,
a kid,
I guess we
yeah.
like the camp
I think they're
of
like
them.
cult
maybe
classic
that's more
vibes.
What it is.
But I mean, one when I saw it because I was probably what it came out in 99, so I was 8 years old.
The prequel?
Yeah.
Or no, the first
episode one. Yeah. So I was like, this is the best movie I've ever seen.
I did love
this
it.
Is like I'm like this is not only is this like old Star Wars like I'm like well mm-hmm. not only does he have a lightsaber he has a lightsaber with two sides
mm-hmm.
yeah
the pod race like I was like this movie is the best movie ever made and I saw it probably like 5 or 6 times in theaters
no eight, wow 8 year old me definitely was loving the mm-hmm. Gungan palace and everything
yeah the
everything.
Battle for Naboo like the
oh,
yeah.
is that when
I thought about that I
is
dreamed
that when
about
Anakin
that.
Was really is that when Anakin
when
was
when
really
Jake
young
Lloyd,
little
it's when he's a little kid and Natalie Portman's
Liam
like
Neeson?
Feels like 10
yeah,
years old.
Liam Neeson, Qui-Gon Jinn.
No, it's very trippy. The casting was strange where it's like, all right, we're going to cast this boy who looks way younger than Natalie Portman. The love interest.
No, yeah. I know.
Oh, we like, were just, because we were crunching the numbers, because she's like, she is like 5 or 6 years older than him. And then when they cast Hayden Christensen, he's older than Natalie Portman. So it's just
in
like,
the,
yeah.
And yeah, I it's been cool to see Hayden Christensen. The hate that he got back in the day was immense.
Well, he came back and then did a scene
yeah.
with Ian McGregor.
Yeah.
So he kind
but people
of like
love him now.
Yeah.
People
well, he
come
got
back around.
So much hate. I was like, okay.
He got a stupid amount of hate. Well, that's been the trend with Star Wars is the actors get all the hate when they do nothing.
They're just
like
vessels. They're doing
yeah.
the best. I will say the chemistry between him and Natalie Portman was a little funny to watch.
Oh, they're low key bad.
It's a little awkward. It's pretty awkward.
Like,
George, I think that's what it is. You're like
John Williams is like carrying those movies on his back.
Yeah,
and like the whole like production, like the designs of like the designs in the prequels are like some of the best designs. Like
so pretty
ships. Like all the sound design really is incredible.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
The music is like I would say almost just as good as like the old ones.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have like the acting. And
they're
the
just
story
chemistry.
And the dialogue, like it's
just
kind of
there.
The chemistry has to be so good.
From my point of view, the Jedi are evil.
Wow, dude.
Wow, hot
and
take.
Anakin did nothing wrong.
Hot take.
No, I mean that's what Anakin says when they're fighting on Mustafar. He's like I don't remember what Obi-Wan says, but Anakin's retort is from my point of view, the Jedi are evil.
Wow.
And it's like, whoa.
It's like, hey, man, but you killed a bunch of younglings.
Yeah.
So
what's wild is Star Wars is like still pumping.
Oh, dude.
Like Ryan Gosling is apparently in a new show that's coming out.
I could not pay me to watch
that. I mean, I am tired.
No,
although I thought Andor, I think Andor's really good. It's
Andor
a really
rocks.
Good show. But like, I'm genuinely tired.
Andor kicks so much ass, but I will say watching it, it's so well done and so well written that it's hard for me to now like be like, okay, this takes place in the same universe.
I know.
as all these really
voluptuous.
Diego, Diego Luna, right?
Diego Luna's good, dude.
I mean, he's such a good actor.
That show is amazing.
He's sexy too.
He's so, you know, he's E2 Mama Tambien.
Yeah. His voice. Oh yeah.
Sexy.
He
is really good.
Let's think about Diego Luna.
Everybody's sexy.
Let's take five for Diego Luna.
Andor's a sexy show.
I do kind of want to watch season two because I fell off of season one, but when they added back in like the only part of Rogue One I liked, which was Krennic. What's his face? I can't.
No, he rocks.
He's the Australian guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's. Are you watching season two?
I'm not watching season two.
He's
right
the
now.
Main bad guy.
He's the main bad. He's the main bad guy in Rogue One. What's that? Ben.
I don't know.
He's like, yeah, I've been talking to the cops, have you, mate? He's the...
He's really awesome.
Ben Mendelsohn. He's also in Dark Knight.
Of course. And he's the evil guy in... he's also plays the evil guy in fucking... Oh, my God. I hate when I do 60
minutes of...
He's the...
With Kylo Ren.
No, he's in Rogue One.
Yes.
Kylo Ren's not in Rogue One.
No, not Kylo Ren. No, isn't he the bad guy in... Oh my God! Mixing up the movies. Never mind.
He's the bad guy in Rogue One.
You're right.
With Jyn Erso,
dude.
Yeah.
Ben Mendelsohn just did a movie on Netflix, and it was the worst movie ever. And I was like, God damn it! You're so good.
I'm
done with Netflix bringing in these top actors.
Did you ever see Place Beyond the Pines?
Yes.
Ryan Gosling.
That's where Ryan Gosling met Eva Mendes.
Yeah.
Wow.
And he made her stop acting.
He didn't make her do anything. She chose. Don't you dare.
No, I love her.
Wait, Ben Mendelsohn has the coolest voice.
Yeah.
He does.
He has a really cool voice.
He
did that show, Bloodline, or whatever it's called, with the original Wicked guy who won the Tony. Leo Norbit or something it's called.
Leo Norbit?
No, that's not right. That's not right.
He was also in the he was in the show with Cynthia Erivo, The Outsider.
Wow, there you go.
Oh my God. Wait, Cynthia Erivo's in The Outsider?
She's what's her face?
Someone's gonna be like, what are you listening to? And people are gonna take out their headphone and go, I don't know.
Sorry, The Outsider was a really good show, had great promise, and then it ended, and I was like, fuck off.
I never watched the show, but I read the book.
I watched the show,
and
no
then
need.
Now I might watch it because I didn't realize that Cynthia Erivo plays what is her name? Not Helen.
Holly.
Yeah, Holly Gibney.
Wow.
Yeah.
Anyways.
It's all just bouncing up.
Norbert Leo Butts. That's his name. That's the original.
Leo
That's
Norbert.
That's the original Wicked.
Director.
My ex once
Fiero.
Called.
That's the original Fiero.
My ex once called Don Cheadle Bill Cheeto.
Bad. Bill? He
Bill
is not
Cheeto.
A Bill.
Bill Cheeto.
He is not a Bill.
That's going to be, someone needs to make a character named Bill Cheeto.
I was like, it's close. I know who you're talking about.
Oh, man.
Okay, I'm switching gears completely because
the gorilla.
No, I'm moving on from the gorilla. I was looking up some of my favorites, and I looked up What's Eating Gilbert Grape.
That's one of your favorite movies. I'm asking genuinely.
It's like one of my favorite classics. Do I watch it all the time? No.
Is Keanu in that?
No. It's Leonardo DiCaprio and Johnny Depp.
Oh, Leonardo DiCaprio.
I know Leo's because I remember I had that trailer in front of a VHS and I was like, there's no way I'm going to watch that movie.
Dude, What's Eating Gilbert Grape? 4 stars. Oh my God, I hope they burned that wig Johnny Depp had to wear. 4 stars. If Gilbert's mom can stay inside for 7 years, I think we can all for a couple weeks. This must have been during COVID.
Oh my God.
Do you remember?
Yeah.
I've never seen it. Who plays the mom?
I don't know.
It's
probably
know.
It's Kathy Bates or something like that.
No.
I have one for, because it was one of the top movies on Letterboxd, Minecraft movie. Haven't seen
Chicken
it yet.
Chicken Jackie.
People are, you know about all the viral content going on with Minecraft.
Do you know the memes?
People have been fucking shit up.
It's during the, what you just said, right?
Chicken Jackie. And everyone throws everything they have.
Yeah, Ollie's cheering back there.
That is
Ollie loves
wild.
Going to theaters and fucking shit up.
That's Jack Black and, what's his name?
Jason Momoa.
We should look up Aquaman reviews. Anyways.
Minecraft reviews. Someone, 1.5 stars. I got to get a real job, man. Someone left 5 stars and said, the last time I was this horrified by Minecraft content was when Dream did his face reveal.
Oof. Did you see he's dropping new music?
Whoa.
We got to track him down.
Someone,
at VidCon.
Jake said, there's a character named General Chungus. Half a Star.
No, Ollie, can you confirm?
I love Half a Star.
Did you see it, Ollie?
No, I actually haven't seen it.
Is there General Chungus?
There's a character named General Chungus.
I saw it at 10:15 on a Tuesday.
This has got to be Trevor's favorite movie.
You were fine.
Lastly, someone said, someone left a review. Bold move to have both Minecraft YouTubers and a child in the same movie. 3.5 stars.
General
Chungus. I won't be watching this movie. I will not be watching this
That's
movie.
That's fair. I pulled up Twilight. Someone said, Robert Pattinson wasn't acting. That's just how he is in real life. 3 stars. Someone else said, this is the most unintentionally funny movie of all time. 3 stars.
I will say because Peacock re-released them, I will say I rewatched it, and it was very hard. It was very hard to watch. And I was a Twilight fan.
Yeah.
Were you team Jacob or team Edward?
Well, now that you watch it, you're like, none of them,
okay,
bro.
Okay, but like at the time, which were
at
you?
At the time...
You were Jacob.
Jacob.
Yeah.
I think that was Edward.
Sorry.
I think that was common. Like, I think that was very common.
Jacob was... now I watch and I'm like, both of them are unhealthy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But back then, Jacob was, to me, healthier.
We have, like, the groomer and the gaslighter.
The groomer?
I've never thought of Twilight that
way.
Wait,
who's the gaslighter?
Jacob,
right, of course.
He says crazy shit to her, dude.
He does. And both of them, you watch it now, and it's very cringy.
But then in the very final movie, Jacob switches around and becomes the groomer.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, he goes after her daughter.
You either die a gaslighter or live long enough to see yourself become the groomer.
Jesus. That's a good review. You need to do more reviews.
Oh my God, that's the review you should leave on Letterboxd.
You need to do more reviews.
So when I leave Letterboxd reviews, this is something Shane and I talked about briefly yesterday. I do want to inject, like, not inject. I need to stop saying inject. It's such a pretentious.
Yeah,
it's such a pretentious word. I was like, I want to inject a little like sentiment, like, but I do want to include, because I love a joke. I love like to do a bit.
But you want to include real
reviews.
I want
to include like a real, like if I have a legitimate criticism of it or like legitimate praise, like I do want to give a movie its laurels in a sincere way, because I think a lot of these reviews just like kind of fully, they almost treat the movie as like disposable, where it's like, haha, like
I know,
like it's like
months and months of shooting, so much money.
Yeah, it's like
cast.
Oh, this is like someone dedicated. It's like I'm trying to think of an example from the previous one, but it's like, oh, like, you know, he rescued the shit out of that arc, but or like
there are legitimate reviews.
It's like,
in there, but the top ones are always like
the
a silly
top
joke.
Ones are always like jokes, and I think that does kind of maybe not diminish the platform, but it does. It's seen kind of as like a meme platform.
I get that, and there are.
I use it. I think my primary thing is to use it to catalog what I have been watching.
I for sure.
Oh, you can save what you've been watching.
Now, mm-hmm. To come back around to something we were talking about earlier, I have Smosh the Movie pulled up.
Fuck yes.
What do you think it's what do you think its average rating?
2.4.
You think 2.4?
No, 1.7.
You think 1.7, Amanda?
1.5.
1.5? 1.5?
Yeah.
It's at 1.7.
What did you say?
I said 1.7.
Look at the review bar, though. It's like a lot of 1 stars. The slope is like the lower
end. Let's read
it.
So how much of the movie have you seen?
Zero.
How much have you seen?
I saw it in theaters. We went to the premiere.
You went to the premiere.
What was the vibe?
It was 2015 YouTube up in there.
It was probably
fun.
Yeah. The vibe
was
probably
crazy.
Fun.
Someone left a review. They said, what the hell was wrong with 12-year-old me? 1 star. Someone left a 1/2 star saying, my favorite character was the cat. They blew him up. Someone left a 1-star review and said, I want to force a small Victorian child to watch this movie.
What?
Someone left a 1/2-star review and said, my grandpa died while I was watching this movie and it ruined everybody's year. Fuck this movie. Someone left 5 stars and said Criterion really needs to keep up with the real masterpieces.
Oh my God.
Someone left a 5-star review saying if Stanley Kubrick was still alive, this movie would be his cause of death.
Wow, people are, they're not really giving like,
yeah,
I
want to know like
reviews. I want to know reviews about the actual movie.
Someone said, 1-star review. The only time Markiplier and Stone Cold Steve Austin will intersect. Cherish it.
Fair. I mean, we can cut this. We might want to ask Ian about this, but there's a picture. The last time I was at Ian's house, he has a picture of him and Stonewall Jackson, the Civil War general. No, there's a picture of him and Stone Cold Steve Austin hung up in his place, and I was like, that's like the best picture ever.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
There's really no legitimate reviews on this.
I remember it used to, and again, we can cut this. I remember it used to be on Netflix. I was like, I'm going to pop this on because I was working at Smosh. I was like, I'm going to pop this on just like,
yeah.
See, I'm like, there's no way it's that bad. It was worse. It was worse than like, we have to watch
What's
it.
Better, that or Ghostmates?
I think Ghostmates is probably way better. Ghostmates is a better movie. But Smosh the movie is the movie you want to watch.
I just don't know when I'll have the time.
I'm a new mom.
I'm going to be a mom. I don't think I can.
Can I say what makes Smosh the movie really funny is the added context that in real life, like that's the time when Ian and Anthony were both like, I don't know what if we're struggling with what we want to do with our future.
I thought that was Ghostmates was like, because that's kind of their last thing. Yeah.
That was, but like, I already know that during Smosh the movie, they were already feeling like, right? Like from the conversations they've had. Maybe I'm wrong.
So there is, and I think I brought this up on the lunchtime with Smosh, but there was a time we were shooting a summer games. And it was when we were at fucking like Wet and Wild World. What is that place called?
Oh,
Six Flags. Wet and Wild World. Hurricane Harbor.
Hurricane Harbor.
And they were like, Spencer, you drive them back to the Defy office because they have to get back for like a writing meeting for Ghostmates.
They're like, yeah, sir.
And I was like, okay, right away, sir. And so it was me.
You took your hat.
I took my hat. Clap your feet like a bunch.
Yay!
And so they got into my car and they didn't. I don't think they really knew me very well.
I didn't know you that well at this point.
And so I was driving them back like the two important guys, and they were trying to break this scene of like this teacher. And it was like a scene where they're like in school and like they have to like establish something about the teacher, and they were talking about it for like 45 minutes. And this is for Ghostmates. And I was listening the whole time, and I was like, do I give a suggestion? And kind of like towards the end, I was like, what if? And I thought I had been thinking about it as they were talking about it. I was like, what if the teacher did this to show that he was this, this, and this? Like, it was like, and they're like, oh, okay. And then they just continued on, and I was like, maybe they liked it. Maybe they're going to take my idea. I've never seen it.
You don't know?
They just went, can you lift up the partition, like, please?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't have that.
I was like,
they press the button.
I don't have that. This is a coop.
That's so funny.
Honestly, if I were you, I would have probably done the same thing. Like, hey, can I?
I was like, y'all want me to like be quiet for 45 minutes? That's great. I mean, they didn't ask me to be quiet for 45 minutes.
But you were.
But I was. Because I was like, they were just chatting. Yeah, they were chatting about like a legitimate movie they were making.
They were on work hours.
And I was like, who the fuck am I? But I was like, you know, my dumb ass was like, well, I feel like I've got an opinion.
I think your opinions are great.
I think they are great. I'm glad that, hey, they didn't say no.
Yeah.
They were like, okay, interesting.
I will say I found Until Dawn, the movie.
Oof.
Oh, the new one.
The new one that's coming out in 2025, directed by David F. Sandberg. It already came out.
It's already out.
Already out. I already saw it.
Two and a half stars. Yo, why did they make a time loop movie out of the one horror game where you can't retry or respawn?
Whoa. Yeah.
Now, I've been thinking about this a lot. I'm like, if any game you were to one-to-one make into a movie, like I can think
it's
of no.
It's not this one.
Well, no, like they changed it a lot.
That's what people are saying. They're saying like 2.5 stars, more like Until Yawn.
Nice,
that's pretty good.
Pretty solid.
Finally, a film that captures the unspeakable horror of tap water.
Nice.
Is there something in
what?
The water?
Maybe. Spoiler.
Shit actually pissed me off, Angry Face. 0.5 stars. If you're going to take the name and a few elements of a game but abandon the story, your version has to be better than the OG.
Whoa.
But no, Until Dawn decides to be a repetitive time loop movie where the incredibly forgettable characters have to survive the night or else it restarts. Imagine if a Minecraft movie was just about some regular guy named Jeff in the real world working as a construction worker.
Wow.
This person
maybe, it would be good.
Pissed.
Maybe it would be good. Maybe I would see it then.
Pissed.
We're way over 60 minutes.
Oh,
so.
Shit. I didn't know.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know. I saw the 60. I was like, oh, we got time.
I didn't even see the 60.
We do technically have time, but
no, we don't.
We try not to go too far over. But hey, we talked about movies.
Hey, we did it.
Every time you're on here, Spencer, we lose time.
You guys spend a good amount of time, thinking about who the
actor was.
Every
time you waste my fucking time.
No, it's a compliment.
I lose track of time.
Just like in Until Dawn, apparently.
Okay.
All right.
Well, that was so much fun. You know I love talking about movies.
I hope you guys enjoyed our discussion about movies.
And let us know your favorite trilogy.
Yeah.
Let us know which is better, Ghostmates or Smosh the Movie.
Which is better, Ghostmates or Smosh the Movie? Also, is there a trilogy better than Lord of the Rings? The answer is no, but you can try.
You can try.
You will try. That's from Return of the King.
That's from Revenge of the King.
Yeah, I was going to say that's not Return of the King.
All
right.
Bye, guys.
Bye.